Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Yes. That is music, the suite for Sunset Boulevard. Truly one of the greatest movies ever made by the incredible Billy Wilder, and it is a classic. And we're playing that because we're about to talk to Matthew Hoffman, who is the programmer for the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. And this Thursday, they will be screening Sunset Boulevard as part of the ongoing Movies About Movies Film Festival. And you can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information. And we always love to have Matthew on to promote what he's doing. And we welcome Matthew back to the show. Welcome back, Matthew.
It is great to be back, Nick.
All right. Now, your last screening, tell everybody how that went for you.
Well, our last screening, we showed Vertigo, and we had over 550 people.
That's cool.
It was the biggest show of the season.
That's so great, man. And it's such a great movie.
It is. And now, don't you have a Hitchcock film coming up?
I do. April 11th, I'll be showing Rear Window at the Movie Co. Theater.
That was the first Hitchcock film I ever saw in a theater.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
I will be there for that.
Yeah,
one.
Please sure. Come, man. It's going to be great. It's Tuesday, April 11th at the Movie Co. Theater. And, yeah, we're showing Hitchcock's Vertigo, which is – or, I'm sorry, Hitchcock's Rear Window, which is one of my favorites. My dad's favorite Hitchcock movie of all time.
I can believe
so
it, yeah.
He'll be there very happy to watch that one. So, all right, let's get back to the Pickwick Theater. And, you know, you're programming the classic film series. We love to have you on to talk about it. And you are screening Sunset Boulevard as part of your Movies About Movies Fest. Let's talk about Sunset Boulevard. Why did you choose this one? Tell everybody a little bit about it in case they don't know. It's such an amazing movie.
Yeah, it's probably everyone's favorite Hollywood on Hollywood film noir. It's a very cynical depiction of Hollywood, but it's just not only probably the best film in 1950, it's just one of the greatest films of all time, of course.
Yeah.
William Holden stars with Gloria Swanson. Holden plays this frustrated writer who's on the lam from the repo men, and kind of fate takes him to the doorsteps of fated silent star Norma Desmond.
Yeah.
And the film is about his relationship with her as she attempts to make a return to the screen. It's just a great film noir. You know, it's got not your typical femme fatale, but just the you know, it seems like everyone, all the characters are out to get something for themselves in this film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so iconic, you know, the opening image of the dead body floating
right.
in the swimming pool.
Right.
And, of course, the famous end shot of Norma Desmond coming down the staircase.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just one of Billy Wilder's greatest films.
You know, I've often said this, Matthew, and I think you would definitely agree with me. If people were looking to, you know, like watch the work of a great director, Billy Wilder is way up there on the list.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a movie and you see the name Billy Wilder on the credits, watch it. That's
yes, and this you could see this film almost as like a black comedy.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's a film made by Hollywood insiders who knew the industry, and that's why this film resonates so much. And, of course, Billy Wilder wrote it with, I believe, his longtime writing partner, Charles Brackett. And I think this was their last collaboration. Of course, the film has all the wit one would associate with Billy Wilder.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely terrific film.
The genius casting of Eric von Stroheim is amazing as her manservant, Max.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of a parallel to real life.
Yeah.
You know, of course, Eric von Stroheim was one of the great silent film directors, and, you know, he kind of fell on hard times, and that's basically what he's playing in this film, you know. It's just a terrific performance by von Stroheim.
Yes.
The chimp-bearing manservant of Norma Desmond.
There are some truly bizarre things in this
movie.
Very
bizarre, yeah.
And just in a great way. So that's it's so great to see it on the big screen. And I've been lucky enough to see it on the big screen a few times. It is just magnificent, and to see it at the beautiful Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge is going to be very special. And you're this Thursday, the 16th. You're showing it twice. You're doing a special matinee at 2:00.
Mm-hmm.
And then a 7:30 performance, and the pre-music at 7:00. Jay Warren is going to be performing some pre-show music at 7 for the nighttime screening.
Yeah, Jay Warren is back. You know, just the opportunity to see this on the big screen, because that's how I experienced this film for the first time many years ago at the LaSalle Bank Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it, and then I saw it a few years back. Music Box was showing it as part of their Noir City, and the Czar of Noir, Eddie Muller, was there to introduce the film. And,
yeah.
You know, it never gets old.
It never does. I've seen it, the three times I've seen it on the big screen were all at the Music Box.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, it was beautiful. And it's a stunning movie and great in every possible way. One of the best movies ever made. And it's Billy Wilder's Sunset Boulevard. And the 2 o'clock screening is a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
It's $6 for the two o'clock, and you just get the feature film only. But mm-hmm. You know, you get a turnout. We get some older folks who come out during the 2 o'clock matinees, correct?
Exactly. You know, from previous experience, some of the last seasons, a lot of the our regulars who didn't want to stay out so late suggested, well, maybe if we had a matinee, they would come out. So this is something new that we're doing for the new season.
Well, that's really great. But you can see it twice. You can see it at 2 o'clock and at 7:30, and the opportunity to see Sunset Boulevard on the big screen is a great one, and you should take advantage of it. Again, Pickwick Theater is gorgeous, and Sunset Boulevard is this Thursday, the 16th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., $10 and $8 in advance, so it's very, very cheap, and you can check out parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. A truly, truly great, great movie that begs to be seen on the big screen, and you have an opportunity this Thursday. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the movies, about movies screenings that you are doing. You're doing a film festival, and this is at the Park Ridge Public Library, and this is free to the public.
Exactly, yeah. It's pre-series at the library on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. I usually do an introduction, a little short presentation on each film. Now, with the Park Ridge Public Library Classic Film Series, I mean, there's no guest stars, there's no organists, no beautiful movie hostess. But
right,
you know,
right.
Take an 87-year-old movie, one something that people have never heard of before, and you'll see how much fun that we have with it and how much the audience responds to it. And what I love about the Library Film Series, I can explore the films a little bit more deeply and talk about them. And we've got some really terrific films coming up in movies about movies. What Price Hollywood on March 23rd,
mm-hmm.
A Star is Born, which is a personal favorite of mine with one of my favorite actors, Frederick March. Is,
right.
The doomed Norman Maine.
And this is the 1937 version.
Correct.
Yeah.
I didn't want to show the 54 version because it's like 170 minutes, so
right.
It wouldn't quite fit at the library, but I absolutely love the 37 version. It was shot in early three-strip Technicolor.
Yeah.
And Frederick March gives one of his finest performances, the alcoholic Norman Maine. It's just a real tragic film, but one of the hallmarks of movies about movies. And
no
then,
question about it. Directed by William Wellman, too. Just
exactly.
A great film.
And then we got Sullivan's Travels, In a Lonely Place, The Bad and the Beautiful. I mean, we've got some real powerhouse directors, Preston Sturges, Nicholas Ray, Vincent Minnelli. I mean, we've got some terrific stuff coming up. So, and again, that's a free series, and we're just basically exploring the whole Hollywood on Hollywood, you know, how Hollywood depicted itself in American cinema.
And you can they're all at the library, and it's at the Park Ridge Public Library, which is 20 South Prospect Avenue. They run on Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
The screenings to the library are free. The doors open at 6:30, sometimes a little bit earlier, depending on the crowd.
Yes.
And you're going to feature some screenshots or documentaries before 7, and the film will start at 7, and you're going to do a little talk.
Exactly, yeah. Right. You know, we always try and throw in a little bonus. You know, everything that I show try and ties into the feature presentation.
Right. And so the next one that's is happening is March 23rd, correct?
Correct, yeah. That's What Price Hollywood, which is sort of a blueprint for A Star is Born. It was directed by George Cukor, Constance Bennett, Lowell Sherman. But for people who are familiar with A Star is Born, What Price Hollywood is really an interesting film. And again, that's a film that I saw many years ago at the LaSalle Bank Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely one worth coming out.
Yeah,
for.
I've never seen it.
Really?
I've never. I never seen it. And I've heard, you know, I know about it and I've heard about it, but I've never seen it. And
you know what? That's what's fun about the library series is I can work in a lot of lesser known films that people haven't heard before. You know,
right.
What Price Hollywood, and then I got a film called It Happened in Hollywood with Richard Dix and Faye Ray, and Boy Meets Girl with Jimmy Cagney and Pat O'Brien as a couple of screwball Hollywood screenwriters.
Yeah.
So showing the lesser stuff, lesser known stuff, that's really some of the enjoyment for me. And seeing the responses from the audience.
Is great, yeah.
How they take to these films.
All right. Well, this Thursday is a big screening at the Pickwick Theater. Again, if you've never seen the classic, the amazing Billy Wilder film, Sunset Boulevard on the big screen, this is your chance. It's the way it's meant to be seen. It is a great, great film. And you can see it as part of a great series that Matthew programs. Once again, it's this Thursday, the 16th. There's a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7:30 performance. Jay Warren is going to perform music before the movie at 7:30. And then you will see Sunset Boulevard on the big screen. And you can get tickets through our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. We have a link to parkridgeclassicfilm.com. And then we'll talk to you again in April, Matthew, because you're going to be doing Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain on April 20th. It's obviously another film that fits with the whole movies about movies, and
right.
that's going to be a huge show.
It'll be big, and, you know, I mean, obviously celebrating the memory of Debbie Reynolds as well.
Yes, exactly.
So great stuff. All right, Matthew, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, take care. Matthew Hoffman, everybody, and he does great work with this film series. It is the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater, and Sunset Boulevard is being screened this Thursday, the 16th. You got two opportunities to see it on the big screen. You should take advantage of that. And we have a link on our Facebook page with all the information. That's facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back after this.